Lord, this morning we bless your name, Lord, as we join together here in your name with your Holy Spirit present here with us today, Lord, that we praise you, Lord, for who you are, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we do not deserve it, Lord, but you gave it to us freely this morning, Lord, that we can just praise your blessed name, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you just open each and every heart this morning, Lord, that they may receive you, Lord, that they may grow in you in their lives, Lord, that they may be bold in their actions, Lord, to worship you, Lord. Bold in their actions to go out and witness for you within our community. Lord, we know that you are in control, Lord, but we just have to give over to you and let you work this morning, Lord. So let us not be about ourselves, Lord, but let us be about you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo. Man, God is good. And all the time, man, I tell you, I don't know if I believed y'all. We need to rise up this morning, rise up and worship the Lord. Rise up and follow after him. And all that he has done for us, folks, God is in control. Even in the bad circumstances in our life, even when tragedy strikes, God is always in control this morning. Do you understand that? Do you feel that in your heart? Do you know that in 100% way that God is in control this morning? And sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we have to know it because God's Word says it, and because God's Word says it, that ends the discussion, because God's Word is the final authority within our lives. Folks, we read and we follow His Word. This is not our words. This is not our opinions. This is God's holy Word. And I pray this morning that you just engulf yourself within God's Word and all that God has for us this morning. It has been a rough week. You know, we celebrate, you know, this week, or we remember, you know, 9/11, all that happened in that. And what happened after 9/11, 2001? Some of y'all wouldn't even hear, but most of you were. What happened? This nation came together. And they worshiped the Lord. The churches were full. People were on their knees. Folks, that's where we need to be today. We are so divided. Folks, we need to come together and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who gave us the opportunity in our lives to be a part of one of the greatest countries in this world, that we get to come right here in Bearden, Arkansas, South Arkansas. We get to come here and we get to worship together. No one's coming in them back doors telling us that we can't worship, folks, because we have freedom because of what men and women have done over the years to give us that freedom that we can worship here this morning. But not just these men and women. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us freedom. Folks, we have freedom this morning. We are no longer under bondage. And I pray this morning, if you have connected yourself, you know, in them chains, man, what a great song. Man, we talk about Paul and Silas. If y'all remember that story, you know, in God's Word, how they were bound in chains and they were thrown in prison. And then what did they start doing? They started worshiping and praising and singing to the Lord of Lords. And what did he do? He loosed them chains. The doors came open and they walked out of that place, folks. And that's what we can do in our lives. Folks, we've read a few weeks ago, we read the story of Lazarus, you know, in the youth class. And we think about that. What did God do? He opened the door. He opened that tomb and he says, Lazarus, come forth. He had been dead 4 days, folks. There wasn't no embalming in them days. He stinketh. God's word says he stunketh. Folks, he was dead. And God raised him up, showing who he was. And he came out of that grave. And what did they tell him to do? Loose him and set him free. And that's what God wants to do to you this morning. He wants to loose you from them bonds of them grave clothes, from them chains that are holding us back from serving the Lord like we need to. Folks, it's time to let go and let God do a mighty work in your lives. Man, because there's so much that God wants to do, so much in this country that needs to be done, that Christians need to stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, because sometimes it might cost you. It cost a gentleman this week, 31 years old, you know, it cost him his life, you know, and he and people were praising that. It hurts my heart to see how far our country has gone. That our country needs to come back to the Lord in which we were founded upon. These principles. We know it as Christians. That we need to get bold. As I told our men Tuesday night before last, whenever we had our meeting, you know, and I've told y'all before, you know, we need to start growing some Christian backbones and start standing up for what God's Word says, not opinions, not what I want, not what someone else's wants, but what God's Word says. We need to stand up. And it could cost you friends. It could cost you a job. It can cost you a lot of things, but I tell you, there's something worth more than a job and friends here on this earth, and that is to be a friend of Jesus. Y'all got it? Y'all getting it? Man, God is doing something in our lives, and he has started something. Man, our youth today are being awakened with the gospel. Man, and we're sitting back going, I wonder what's going to happen. And we're all cowered down saying we can't say nothing. Folks, we need to stand up for Jesus Christ. Because we are no longer in bonds. We are no longer a slave. We are free this morning. Galatians chapter 4, you know, tells us about that in verses 21 through 31. So y'all get there now. Hey, I even changed it on the screen this week for you. Galatians 4, 21 through 31. Y'all there yet? Y'all there? Man, some of you shake your head, do something, blink your eyes, something. All right, we there. We got in this, and you know, and I looked at this verse and said, like, man, what can we get out of this? Man, what does God have? You know, but what he gives us is freedom, man, that we are no longer slaves. We are not children of the slave woman, but we are children of freedom in Jesus Christ. Man, because they tried, Abraham, he tried to do it his way. Guess what? Our way don't work. We got to do it God's way. We try to circumvent God's way and says, hey, God, I got a better way. Guess what? You don't have a better way than God's way. So God is wanting to do something, and he is giving us, or Paul, you know, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is giving us this morning, you know, what that looks like. Starting in verse 21, it says, tell me who you desire to be under the law. Do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by the bond woman and the other by a free woman. But he who was with the bond, or who was with the bondwoman, was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one of Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is a bond or in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, bring forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband." Now we, brethren, as Isaac was a child of, or are children of promise, but as he who was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit. Even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Lord, we just thank you so much for all your mercy and your grace this morning, Lord. Just give us all that we need, Lord, ears to hear what you would have us to hear within our hearts this morning, Lord. Just give us freedom, Lord. In your word, in Jesus' name, amen. So we have here, you know, born to be free. That sounds like a good song, don't it? Born to be free. And that's what we are this morning. We are born to be free. And we have, you know, kind of point one is two mothers, two covenants. Galatians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, you know, tells us about that. You know, and it says, you know, in one of these, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one of a bondwoman and the other by a free woman." You know, Hagar was the slave. She was the covenant of Mount Sinai, which equals the law. And that's what the law did. The law put us, The law put us in bondage in our lives, because there's one thing we cannot do is we cannot fulfill the law in our life. We will all fail. We have all failed. There is one person in this world that has never failed at the law, and his name is Jesus Christ, and it is not us. So the law takes us under bondage, but Sarah was the free. You know, the covenant of promise or the covenant of grace. And that's what I would rather live by. Would you rather live by the law or live under grace? How about you? I think I'd rather live under grace, wouldn't I? Man, the law's hard, isn't it? You know, it's hard to keep a set of rules. You know, in our life, man, we have this checklist. And man, I've never can fulfill that checklist in my life, because it is difficult and the flesh fights against the spirit. But God give us the promise through Sarah. Because that's what God told Abraham, that you will have a son. And what did he say? He says, you know, God, you know, Sarah, she's about 90 years old. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, and I'm up there, you know, at that age too, Lord, it just doesn't happen. With people our age, we don't have children, Lord. And what did he do? He said, well, we'll take it into our own hands, and I'll have a child with the bondwoman. And this was not just Abraham's ideal. This was Sarah's ideal too. We're going to make this thing work faster. And what happened? They had a son, but what? It was not of the promise. And that is what goes on in our life, is that we try to do things our own way. We try to fight against the system of the Lord and what He has for us, because we are an impatient people. Let me read back that up. I am an impatient person. I like to have things now. We're in a society that is a microwave society, a fast food society, that we want it and we want it now. If our TV doesn't come on and our internet connect and our show don't come out on immediately, we start unplugging things and plugging things up and start beating on things like, what is wrong with this thing? Folks, God says, have patience. Ooh. We don't want to have patience. We want things to be done now instead of what God promises. Kind of an illustration of this, you know, is two ladders. You know, one ladder, the law, you climb by your own effort. You know, you always fall short. Man, did you get tired? You know, I was talking, we had the ladder pushed up here against the building yesterday, and Nemo was climbing up. He said he was climbing up that ladder. He said, where I get in trouble is the transition between the ladder and the house or the roof. And, you know, we always get nervous on that. You know, it just something in our life. But I tell you, if he had a sky lift, you know, and he just jump on that sky lift and he just and that hit that button and just and go up, it's a lot easier, isn't it? That's the grace. The law is us working, trying to climb that ladder within our lives. You know, we can't jump to heaven through works. We must be born of the promise. You can't work your way to heaven. You know, that old song, you know, the stairway to heaven. You know, you'll never get there by climbing that set of stairs. It's only by the grace of God that you get there. And what did I say? You know, when we first started this, what do I look at as grace? Jesus Christ is our grace. It's what He did. So when I look at Jesus Christ, what do I think of? His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And because He has resurrection, that means one day I will have resurrection. As we go into different buildings, you know, we'll look and we'll see a door that says stairway. What do? We just look at it and we go over here, and what do? We go to the button that says elevator and we just push that button. Why? Because that elevator gives us a lot of grace, doesn't it? Because me, the older I get, the harder it is to climb them stairs. The more these ankles and these feet and these joints hurt. But all I have to do is get on that elevator, push that floor, and I go up. That's grace. We don't have to work for it. God has given us the elevator to heaven. And that elevator is His Son, Jesus Christ. So we have to rely upon grace in our lives and know the truths that there are two different covenants. Which one do you want to live under? I want to live under grace. I want to trust in Jesus this morning. I want to know that what He did for me on the cross is enough. That He paid my penalty. And I do not have to pay that penalty because He paid it for me. He paid on my account. So now I do not owe anything. So that tells me that I don't have to do anything, Brother Jimmy. No, we do. We work because of what He has done for us. Not because we are trying to work to get to Him. That's already been given through His Son, Jesus Christ. Number two is, you know, there was two sons, two births. So there were two women, two mothers, two covenants, but there was also two sons. He who was the bondwoman was born according to the flesh. And he was the freeman, free woman through the promise. So who did God give the promise to? To Hagar or to Sarah? And we want to bypass that. And we want to say, well, we don't have to, we can do it another way within our lives. So the truth is, Ishmael, you know, he was the human effort that Abraham took it upon himself to try to do what God had promised him that he would do. And he tried to do that. So Isaac was what? He was God's supernatural promise. And that's what we need this morning. We need a supernatural promise within our lives, because we can't do it on our own. It's only God that can do great and mighty things within our lives. We need that supernatural. I tell you, there is no one else that has been born but or will be born besides Jesus Christ that can give us this promise, that if you trust in Him, that you will not have everlasting life. So we have, you know, an illustration of two plants. And these right here, this is so good of an illustration to me. One grows wild and fast, the flesh. It produces thorns. The other grows slow by a gardener's hands or a gardener's care. It is the promise, and it bears fruit within the season. Man, that's what you can go out there in the woods. You know, it's this time of year. You know, I see, if I'm driving up down the road, all these trucks pulling these four-wheelers and these tractors with bush hogs and all of this stuff driving up and down the road, because people are going out clearing their deer lanes and everything, trying to get, you know, where they can see the deer as they cross the path. What are they trying to clear out? Them old briars. Y'all ain't got no briars, do you? Them old briars that grow wild and they stick you. Them are what it's talking about. You know, they grow fast and they grow wild. You know, that is what the flesh does, and it produces thorns. I got in a tree, the tree around the back of my porch back there, the little awning back there. Man, there's some briars in that little patch there. Man, you can cut them things down in a week. They are like 5 foot long and already trying to stick to that tree. They grow fast. And that's what this world does to you. It tries to take you fast. Tries to say, you know, take a shortcut and go a different way. You know, grow fast. We need it now, and we need it fast. And that's God saying, you know, the best things come to those who wait. So we need to make sure that we are waiting on the Lord. You know, new birth in Christ isn't self-made. It's a miracle, not a project. Man, God is wanting to do something. He is desiring to do something in your life. But we have to wait on the Lord. We have to prepare ourselves, because we want something without being prepared. God wants to work on our hearts, and He wants to grow our hearts and then give us what we need to do what He has asked us to do. And that's something that we need to all work on in our lives. Well, I want it now, Lord, or I'm just going to give up. That's the society in which we seem to live in. If I can't get it instantly, I'm going to go on to something else. Wait on the Lord. Do something with what He has given you in your life. So number three, you know, the two destinations. You know, choice, choose your freedom. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. We are not children of the bondwoman, but we are free. Does that sound familiar? That was our memory verse this week, wasn't it? We can't live under both law and grace. It's not something that we can switch back and forth with. You know, if you want to live under the law, you're going to be judged under the law. If we want to live under grace, you know, we need to accept Jesus Christ, be forgiven of our sins, and we will be judged under grace. And under grace means that God has forgiven us of our sins and we are free this morning. To live in Christ, we must let go of legalism. We must let go of the Pharisaic type mentality that goes on within our world today. People that look at and go to church and they look at the Bible and they want to add to it. They want you to live under the law that they do not live under themselves. They judge you under what they or they judge you in things that they do in their life, but they condemn you and they're fine with it in their life because they hide it. Man, God is wanting to forgive us all and us all to live under the grace so we can live in Christ. To live in Christ is to gain in your life. Try to run a race wearing chains versus running free and light. You know, trying to run a race in chains is the law, and trying to run a race free and light is grace. We always are trying to do something that makes it harder on us. You know, I'll give this illustration. You know, there are people, you know, they get saved, they take off that backpack that they have of sin in their life, and they're going in grace, and then they say, well, you know, I want to go on and I want to get that backpack because I like some things in that backpack. I want to get that backpack and I want to put it on again. They put on that weight in their life and they go around trying to live with that weight upon them. And Jesus says, I have forgiven you. You do not have to live under the weight of this world. You can live under grace in your life, running light and free. We don't go out running a race in a pair of blue jeans and work boots and, you know, big things of, you know, coats on and all these hats and gloves. Besides the military, they do that. They're kind of crazy that way, you know, but they're preparing them. But we don't do that. What do? We put a pair of shorts on, a t-shirt on, a pair of socks, and a pair of tennis shoes, and we go out and run that race. Why? Because it is lighter. It makes it easier to run. We have more freedom to move. We have more freedom to go faster because we don't have all that weight holding us back in our life. So why would we go on and put that stuff on if we did not have to? And I tell you, if you are under Christ, you do not have to do that. So do not go back to the law because you are set free to live in freedom in your life. I want you to live in freedom. I don't want you to live in bondage because it's hard to live in bondage. It's hard on you. Whenever we, in our lives, you know, we are freed from the things of this world, of sin, man, we can walk around as a lot more joyful people than we can with bondage in our life. That wears us down, that tears us, and makes us very unhappy people because we're carrying a load that we were never meant to carry. Don't carry that load. So we are not children of the slave woman. We are children of the free. Of freedom in Christ. So Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Live in that liberty. Live in that freedom on a daily basis. Don't try to go and put on them weights. Don't try to go on and judge other people, you know, in their lives because they are living in freedom. Because we are a society that we want to drag people down with us. If we are living in bondage, what do we want to do? Well, you have to live in bondage too. No. You become free. Because we are through the promise of Sarah, which is the free woman, not under Hagar, you know, as the bond woman. You know, we are free this morning. Are you free this morning? I hope and I pray that you are, and that you don't go back to that life of bonds. So what is God doing in your life? What is God desiring to free you from this morning? There may be something that you are holding on to that God says, let it go. Let go of that in your life and let me work. And whenever we do that, folks, it'll give you so much joy. Because now we are no longer held accountable for that. Because God has taken it and delivered us. So do you want to be delivered this morning? I want you, and I desire for you to be delivered from a life of sin. And I desire that you are delivered to live in a life of freedom this morning. So as we have a song of invitation this morning, what is the Lord calling you to do? We need to decide. We need to draw a line in the sand and say, Lord, I'm going to stand with you. I'm not going to stand with the things of this world. I'm going to have boldness and I'm going to have freedom to do what God has called me to do. And we don't worry about all the other things. We don't worry about what other people think because we're living for Christ. We just look to Christ and what He is doing in our lives. So let's all stand this morning as we have a song of invitation this morning. Lord, we just know that You are a mighty God, Lord. And even way back in the days of Abraham, before the law was ever given, Lord, that You set forth for us, Lord, to live in freedom because of Your grace that You gave us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection. So let us this morning live in freedom, Lord. Not being shackled by the things of this world, Lord. Not being shackled by sin in our life, Lord. That we would release it and give it to You. Lord, I ask that Your Holy Spirit would work on hearts this morning, Lord. That they would just give their lives to You, Lord. And surrender all this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.